Where does the air inside your home stop and the air outside start? How about the air you breathe in and out? Air may be the closest we can come to understanding the infinite, universal, omnipresent spirit. Somehow, you must travel in thought, beyond the idea of your individual existence, to the idea of a unity of universal being, and then beyond this to the idea of a universal energy. When you think of part of a whole being in one place and part in another, you've lost the idea of unity. And, keeping an open mind, as I beseeched you to do earlier, get this. At any moment in time, all spirit is concentrated at the point where you focus your own attention. Therefore, you can consolidate all creative energy at a given moment in time. This is called your free will at work. Your mind and your thoughts are also thoughts of the divine mind. Universal spirit is in your thoughts and in your free will. When you shift your thoughts from spirit to ego, you seem to lose contact with the power of intention. Your free will can either move with universal spirit and its unfolding, or away from it toward ego dominance. As it moves away from spirit, life appears to be a struggle. Slower energies flow through you, and you may feel hopeless and helpless and lost. You can use your free will to rejoin higher, faster energies. The truth is that we do not create anything alone. We are all creatures with God. Our free will combines and redistributes what's already created. You choose. Free will means that you have the choice to connect to spirit or not. So the answer to the question, do I have a free will, and is intention working with me as an all-pervasive universal force, is yes. Can you live with this paradox? If you think about it, you live with a paradox in every moment of your existence. At the same exact instant that you're a body with beginnings and ends, with boundaries and a definition in time and space, you're also simultaneously an invisible, formless, unlimited, thinking and feeling being, a ghost in the machine, if you will. Which are you? Matter or essence? Physical or metaphysical? Form or spirit? The answer is both, even though they appear to be opposites. Do you have a free will? And are you a part of the destiny of intention? The answer is yes. Fuse this dichotomy. Blend the opposites. And live with both of these beliefs. Begin the process of allowing spirit to work with you and link up to the field of intention. Combining free will with intention. In mathematics, two angles that are said to coincide fit together perfectly. The word coincidence does not describe luck or mistakes. It describes that which fits together perfectly. By combining free will with intention, you harmonize with universal mind. Rather than operating in your own mind outside of this force called intention, your goal may very well be, as you listen to this program, to work at being in harmony at all times with intention. When life appears to be working against you, when your luck is down, when the supposedly wrong people show up, or when you slip up and return to old self-defeating habits, recognize the signs that you're out of harmony with intention. You can and will reconnect in a way that will bring you into alignment with your own purpose. For example, when I write, I open myself to the possibilities of universal spirit and my own individual thoughts, collaborating with fate to produce a helpful, insightful program. Here's an example of how intention collaborates with life circumstances to produce what we need. Recently, my 19-year-old daughter, Summer, told me that she'd quit her temporary job as a restaurant hostess and wasn't sure what she wanted to do before resuming her college studies. I asked her what made her feel most purposeful and happy, and she said it was teaching horseback riding to young children, but she refused to return to the old barn where she'd worked a year before because she really felt unappreciated, overworked, and underpaid. I was over on Maui writing the very first chapter on a whole new perspective on intention when we had this telephone conversation. I launched into my intention as a force in the universe spiel and told my daughter that she needed to realign her thoughts and so on. Open up to receiving the assistance you desire, I told her. Trust in intention. It exists for you. Stay alert and be willing to accept any guidance that comes your way. Stay in vibrational harmony with the all-providing source. The next day, at the very moment I was searching for an example of intention to put into this chapter, the telephone rang. And here it was, Summer, bubbling with enthusiasm. You're not going to believe this, Dad, she says. On second thought, I'm sure you will believe it. Remember yesterday how you told me to be open to intention? Well, I was skeptical, even thinking, that's just my weird dad, but I decided to try it. Then I saw a sign on a telephone pole that said horseback riding lessons, and there was a telephone number.